WWA.
Hey, what's going on, Steve? How you doing today, bud?
Stop for a QT ice cream cone for a few minutes.
I'm moving down Highway 11, and the truck's kind of heavy, and I'm getting a little bit sleepy, so I figured I'd get it on radio and see if I can get my brain to working a little bit.
Why is the truck heavy?
I would, and then I got this work trailer behind it. It's got the welding machine, all my tools on it, and I'm not struggling with it or anything. It's just heavy.
Time for heavy eyelids.
Right. Right. That's what I'm getting at. Anyway, what you up to today?
Happening. Then I've been down to downtown Greenville talking to my accountant and a few other things. Now I got to meet a contractor over at my building. So, just a fun day. I'm hoping to be home by 5 o'clock.
I hope to be home here in about 45 minutes, but they got some tree crews out here on Highway 11 trying to clean up some of these trees. Boy, I'm going to tell you, it looks pretty bad here in some of the spots. I mean, the roads are clear now, but there's a lot of trees come down here on Highway 11.
2 years, that's the way it does. I mean, it's just normal, you know, cost of doing business. That's the way it is along there.
Honestly, that doggone ice cream sounds good. What flavor did you get? I mean, share something with me.
Well, I can get you one. It's vanilla. Now, you remember how your daddy used to take you to the Dairy Queen and get you that soft-serve vanilla cone? Well, these things are just exactly like that, and they are delicious. And I'll tell you who to blame for getting me put on to them. It's W4NGU, Phil.
In the ear, your speech is slurring just a little bit, and you are just about at the point of a brain freeze. I can just hear it.
Normal. It's good.
No, I'll let you enjoy your ice cream. I'm up moving around again, so I appreciate it, bud. Be safe, Steve. KN4VWA, KO4NUE, I'll be clear.
Yet. What time is the net?
7:30 tonight. I got some pretty good announcements to go out tonight. And then I'm going to jump up and call the Cedars Head net at 9. So I meant to tell you last night. I started to say something last night, but I just said I'll just talk with him later, I guess. But boy, you had some pretty bad hum on your signal last night. I'd be curious to see if it's there tonight.
I'll check that out and see what's going on. Yeah, I've been having to do some things on that radio. I'm having to make some corrections here and there. So anyhow, we'll check it out tonight, okay? KO4NUE, KN4VWA. Before my tongue freezes over, I'm clear.
KN4VWA, W4DJW. You still there, Steve?
Up with some slurred speech from a cold tongue from an ice cream cone, sure.
You get your mail out of the mailbox yet today?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, check it. You should have your card and receipt and that stuff in the mail today, I think.
Okay, well, good. I'll check it just as soon as I get home. I've got to meet a contractor over at my building here in just a little bit at 3, so I should be home by about 4:30. I'll try to pop on there. Chad was telling me I got a little bit of a hum on my transmitter last night, and I want to see if I've still got that. So I may try to tap you this afternoon. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
All right, I got to run to the grocery store. I'll be back after that, and I should be around after the grocery store run. KM4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
We're in UE in 0TR.
204 in UV. I'm on the phone, Tom. Give me just a minute, sir.
No problem. I'm just sitting here doing a lot of nothing, feeding my face. KO4NUE and 0TR clear.
KO4DJW mobile.
N0TR. Stationary.
Hey, it's 50 degrees out here. This is kind of nice. This is warm outside. Toasty. This is surfboarding weather.
Well, I always thought there was something the matter with you. Now I know there is. I tried that at Jacksonville Beach one time in March, and my toes got numb.
But I did learn to ski in the French Alps. I didn't like it.
Did that when they was over there, aiming Scott. Oh, I forget the name of that mountain range there. It's the bigger ones. But Amy, being the football player in the family, she'd do anything anyway, so I don't doubt it. Well, we just went down to Lowe's and picked up some piping for a dryer vent. Oh, joy. I checked it the other day, and it's leaking up there around the ductwork, so it's got to be done. So I thought today might be the best day, Dave. I'm showing 55 degrees. But there's a 12-mile-an-hour wind. It's 7 gusting to 12 from the southwest. So that's still a little chilly for this old man.
And some elapsed time photography for Raspberry Pi cameras, learning the APIs that they have. And I have cameras set up in the windows in the four corners of the house. So I'm taking snapshot every other second and then compiling them. And you ought to see those trees. They look like, you know how you get a cold chill every now and then, you just shiver. Those trees are doing that constantly. And when you look at them, when you speed up last time to now, and those winds you're talking about are doing what they're doing, it makes the trees look like they get the shivers every now and then.
Security purposes, you're going to use those days?
Protocol, and I set it up so that everything's automated, then yeah, most likely I'll get rid of Ring. I won't be paying the Ring bill because I don't like the quality of the service that they give. They let you like open up for a window and you can look for like 10 seconds and then they cut you off right when it gets interesting. So I don't like the quality of the service anymore. And their cameras, you know, they're not the best of quality, and I think Raspberry Pi cameras are higher quality than they are. So I'm just learning it and just seeing what the potential is and having a blast learning a new API.
I think that's great. Anytime you're learning something, Dave. I bought a security camera. It's built onto a floodlight, and right now they're, well, it was $129, and I got mine when it was $99, and now Costco's got them for $79, and it's got 1080p on it, and it's hooked into our website here, I guess you'd call it. Losing my mind here. But at any rate, just like now when I went out the mailbox, it immediately sent me a notification, and you can set the times and all of that. And that floodlight on it's about 6,000 Kelvin. I'm telling you, you come up that driveway, and it looks like the sun broke out, or that great white light that people see. It's made by FEIT. It does disconnect once in a while from the web, but I got one of those extenders, and it seems like it is really reliable now. I'm happy with it. It's nothing fancy, but out beyond that, on the edge of the carport, there's a solar light, and it's very bright. So it'll go off first, and then this other one goes off, and then it sends you an alert within about 10 or 15 seconds, and then you can just tap it and look at it, or you can look at it live. You can even talk through it. So for $79, that's a good deal, I think.
You can get Raspberry Pi cameras for $19. So, and they're better quality cameras. But you got to build your own API. I mean, you got to use the APIs and the cameras to build your own. You utilities, you're describing your local area network utilities, not the web, but the LAN, the LAN via Wi-Fi. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. I don't know if you've ever done, and I've got to go into, I'm sitting in Ingalls parking lot, so I got to go inside in just a minute. But I don't know if you've ever needed to take a slice of one of those videos and look at it up close. And what you find out really quick is that they're super grainy, really, really fast. It's hard to get a really high-quality one. So what you do instead of videoing it and doing, 30 frames per second or 60 frames or 120 frames a second, which is really, really, it's just the delta between frames is what it is, and you never get a full picture of what it looks like. That's why it's so grainy. Instead of doing that, I'm doing the snapshot every other second, and that gives you a full full-size screen, right, that you can zoom in and out on, and it maintains this quality. That's the reason I don't like the quality of the Ring. They do that too, but they do it at 30 frames a second or whatever. So at one-fifth the price and about 100 times higher quality, that's why I'm looking into the Raspberry Pis. Anyway, Tom, I got to run in to Ingalls and get some grub. We're running out of grub. We're having to get too many orders. Price of food goes up dramatically when you run out of food and you have to start ordering it to be delivered to your house to eat. Anyway, good talking to you. N02R, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, that sounds much better. So if you get bored, you can run over here and put this bin in for me. Hi, hi. Shoot. Yeah, I hope it's not too hard. It doesn't look like it's going to be. Have a good day. 73 is Dave, W4DJW, N02R, clear.